You're listening to SBS News.
Even though winter is past, there's still rugby union as the Wallabies head to Twickenham Stadium in London in the early hours of Sunday morning, looking to finish their European spring tour on a high. After last week's morale-boosting win against Italy, England looks certain to provide a tougher test. Apart from the victory in Italy, Australia's set plays and the line-out was one of the game's most pleasing aspects. Lock forward Isaac Rodder says the team will need to keep on doing that at Twickenham if Australia is to win.
Line-out's definitely improving, you know. We've definitely turned a corner and are starting to get consistency back. But we got a big challenge this week. England are quite good on the defensive line-out. They have a lot of movement and different structures, so we have to be really keyed on to our moves and calls.
England has won the last five tests between the countries since former Wallaby coach Eddie Jones took over as coach. SBS Viceland has live coverage of the Wallabies clash with England at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Sports fans will have a choice of sport in the early hours of Sunday, with English Premier League leaders Manchester City in action at West Ham. City goes into the match with an unbeaten record in the Premier League. You can see if West Ham can end that run on SBS from 1:30 a.m. In the National Basketball League, Round 7 takes place with the Sydney Kings travelling to the Victorian capital to take on Melbourne United on Saturday afternoon. Although it's second place Melbourne up against third place Sydney, much of the focus is once again on Andrew Bogut, who's playing in his hometown for the visiting Kings. The NBA veteran is now well established as part of the side, but his teammate Brad Newley says it won't just be Bogut who will decide if the Kings will win against Melbourne for the first time this season.
The good thing with our team is if someone has a quiet night, someone else will step up. So we're getting the job done, so that's all I care about. Our first game with United, we just couldn't put the ball in the hole. We defended them pretty well in patches. Had a little bit of trouble with some rebounds at the end there. So we just got to clean a few things up there and we'll go in confident.
In the Women's National Basketball League on Saturday afternoon, SBS has live coverage of Bendigo's clash with Townsville. To cricket, and Australia and India will play the second T20 match at the MCG in Melbourne on Friday evening, with the home side looking to clinch the three-match series. After a poor run of four straight losses, Australia managed a narrow rain-affected victory against India on Wednesday evening. While Australia is relishing the chance to win the series, India's captain Virat Kohli told Channel 9 the short turnaround between the matches has come as a blessing.
We don't have much time to think of things. That's a good thing and a bad thing as well. Good thing when you haven't won the game, because you can just brush it aside and step into MCG trying to get a result your way. So, yeah, we'll just look to do that as a side.
The third match in the series is in Sydney on Sunday. The World Cup of Golf will be contested in Melbourne over the weekend, with Denmark looking to retain the trophy it won 2 years ago. The 28-team format sees two players from each country battling it out over a variety of formats, such as stroke play, alternate shots and four balls. Australia and England were tied for the lead after the opening round, and Australia's Cameron Smith says he's really enjoying playing alongside teammate Mark Leishman.
Yeah, it's pretty relaxed out there, to be honest. I haven't felt that relaxed on a golf course for a while, and I've been saying all week that if we can just have some fun out there and, kind of have a joke around, the golf will kind of take care of itself, and I think it paid dividends today.
The trophy will be decided at the Metropolitan Golf Club on Sunday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.